starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा।
नमस्ते, SBS नेपालीको अर्को पोडकास्टमा स्वागत छ। म कृष्ण पोखरेल। अब कुरा गरौँ लिबरलको नयाँ नेतृत्वका बारेमा। पार्टीको नेतृत्व लिन सुजन लीलाई चुनौती दिएका एङ्गस टेलर लिबरल पार्टीको नयाँ नेता चुनिएका छन्। पार्टीभित्र भएको मतदानमा 17 विरुद्ध 34 मत पाएपछि एङ्गस टेलर पार्टीको नेतृत्व लिन सफल हुँदा पहिलो महिला नेत्री सुजन लीको 9 महिने कार्यकाल पनि समाप्त भएको छ। नयाँ उपनेता जेन ह्युमको समर्थन पाएका टेलरले विभाजित पार्टीलाई पुनः एकजुट बनाउने चुनौतीको सामना गर्ने बताइन्छ। एक रिपोर्ट।
This morning, there was a spill motion for the leadership of the Liberal Party of Australia. That motion was successful. A ballot was conducted for the leadership. There was 2 candidates, Susan Lee and Angus Taylor. And Angus Taylor was successful, 33 votes to 17, and is now the leader of the Liberal Party of Australia.
उनी हुन् पार्टीका सचेतक आरोन फियली। उनले धेरैले अड्कल काटिरहेको कुरालाई पुष्टि गरेका छन्। यो पुष्टि हालैका मत सर्वेक्षणहरूबाट आएको हो, जसले गठबन्धनको लोकप्रियता या भनौं प्राथमिक मत ऐतिहासिक रूपमा घटेको देखाएको थियो। यो पुष्टिसँगै 9 महिनादेखिको सुजन लीको नेतृत्वको पनि अन्त्य भएको छ। पार्टी नेतृत्व गुमाएसँगै पार्टीमा दोस्रो छोटो सेवा गर्ने नेता पनि ली बनेकी छिन्। लीले अब राजनीतिबाट पूर्ण विराम लिने घोषणा पनि गरिन्।
When I came to the leadership of the Liberal Party 9 months ago, my mother had just died. One of the things she said was, when something ends in sadness, don't dwell on the disappointment. Be grateful that you had it at all. So today, I want to express gratitude to the Liberal Party that I have belonged to and loved for more than half of my adult life. To the party room that elected me as their leader 9 months ago, and to the Parliament of Australia that has been the most extraordinary workplace for 25 years.
पार्टीको उपनेताको जिम्मेवारी जेन ह्युमलाई दिइएको छ। सिनेटको ढोकामा लिबरल पार्टीलाई बलियो विपक्षीका रूपमा पुनर्मिलन गराएर लानु आवश्यक रहेको उनले बताइन्।
They're feeling poorer and they're certainly not feeling safer. But that doesn't seem to be translating into a switch to the Liberal Party. They're not seeing an alternative in the message that we have, in the policies that we have articulated. So something has to change. We are now running out of time, and that's why this leadership spill is occurring today. Now, this is not a reflection. This is not a reflection on Susan Lee as a person. She is a very good person, and she has worked incredibly hard. But Australians are crying out for more.
यता पूर्व लिबरल नेता एवं पूर्व प्रधानमन्त्री टोनी अबटले टेलरको प्रशंसा गर्दै उनी यस कामका लागि उचित व्यक्ति भएको बताएका छन्। तर अर्का पूर्व नेता माल्कम टर्नबुलले भने खुशी साथ प्रतिक्रिया जनाएनन्।
So they've got to stop living in this right-wing populist bubble, which is where they've been and which has been so catastrophic for them, and get back and sound like serious business people wanting to do get a better outcome for Australia. And these guys have got control of the Liberal Party, absolutely. They had control over Dutton, they burnt it to the ground. They've now got their man in again with Angus Taylor. Will they do even more damage? There's not a lot left to burn.
अब लिबरल पार्टीका नयाँ नेता एङ्गस टेलरलाई चिन्ने प्रयास गरौँ। 59 वर्षीय टेलर दक्षिणी न्यू साउथ वेल्सको किसान परिवारमा हुर्किएका 4 पुस्ता हुन्। उनले कानून र अर्थशास्त्रको अध्ययन गर्दै अक्सफोर्डमा रोड्स स्कलर समेत बनेका थिए। उनले संसदभित्र 13 वर्ष बिताएका छन्। उनले सहस्थापना गरेको र पहिले निर्देशक समेत रहेको कम्पनी इस्टर्न अस्ट्रेलिया एग्रिकल्चरले पानी अधिकारमा संघीय सरकारको 8 करोड डलर खर्चिएको खुलासा भएपछि सन् 2019 उनी आलोचनामा परेका थिए। वाटरगेट भन्दै तत्कालीन ट्विटर प्रयोगकर्ताहरूले सामाजिक सञ्जालमा पानीका थोपाहरू राखेपछि टेरले बिक्री वा आफ्नो परिवारले कुनै फाइदा लिएको बारेमा आफू अनभिज्ञ रहेको बताएका थिए।
And why was it set up in the Cayman Islands? Look, I have responded to this issue. There's no basis in fact on some of the claims that have been made, and I've no further comments to make on them.
Do your family have any links to this?
I've said everything that needs to be said on this. I have no involvement with that company, and nor does my family.
सोही वर्ष टेलर ग्रासगेट भनिने अर्को विवादमा परे. आफ्नो पारिवारिक ट्रस्ट आंशिक रूपमा मालिक रहेको जग्गामा अवैध गतिविधिका सम्बन्धमा सरकारी अधिकारीहरूसँग कुरा गरेको उनीमाथि आरोप थियो, तर उनले यसमा आफू निर्दोष रहेको दावी गरे.
My question is again to the Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction. Did the Minister receive a single letter from any constituent about the grasslands listing prior to his meeting with the Department of Environment?
Mr. Speaker, the environment is not my portfolio responsibility. I have no idea how you would expect me to answer that question.
टेलरमाथि सन् 2019 सिडनीका लर्ड मेयर ग्लोबर मोरको काउन्सिलको यात्रा सम्बन्धी खर्चको आलोचना गर्न कथित रूपमा नक्कली कागजातहरूको प्रयोग गरेको पनि आरोप लागेको थियो. यस घटनामा उनले माफी पनि मागेका थिए. यसै गरी सन् 2019 चुनावमा ऊर्जा मन्त्री रहेका टेलरले फेसबुकमा आफ्नै पोस्टमा आफ्नै कामको प्रशंसा गरेको फेला पारिएको थियो. उनको क्षेत्रको एक ट्रेन स्टेशनमा थप 1000 कार पार्कको व्यवस्था गरेकोमा उनले आफ्नै प्रशंसा गरेका थिए. सन् 2025 संघीय चुनावमा हार बेहोर्ने समयमा चाहिँ टेलर विपक्षी ट्रेजरर रहेका थिए भने जेएनयुम वित्त प्रवक्ता रहेकी थिइन्. उनीहरूले गरेको उच्च कर दरको कुरा पनि आलोचना भएको थियो. पार्टीका नयाँ नेता टेलरले पहिलो महिला नेत्रीलाई पदच्युत गराएकोमा आलोचनाको सामना गरिरहेका छन्. लीका समर्थकहरूले उनलाई कामका लागि पर्याप्त समय नदिएको र कमजोर बनाएको आरोप पनि लगाइरहेका छन्. ती समर्थक मध्येका एन्ड्रू वालेस भने पार्टी लाइनमा सहमति राख्छन्.
Well, that's democracy. I obviously supported Susan, but the party room spoke very strongly in support of Angus and Jane, and I wish them all the very best.
अब त्यस्तै एङ्गस टेलरले भने उनको अगाडिको विशाल चुनौतीको सामना गर्न आफू तयार रहेको बताएका छन्.
I won't mince words. The Liberal Party is in the worst position that it has been since it was founded in 1944. I don't shy away from this, and I know that many of our supporters are angry. They wanted to see change at the last election, and they didn't see the change that they wanted. I'm particularly conscious that we got some big calls wrong, especially on personal income tax, and it won't happen again. If an election was held today, our party may not exist by the end of it. We're in this position because we didn't stay true to our core values, because we stopped listening to Australians, because we were attracted to the politics of convenience rather than focusing on the politics of conviction. This ends today.
Debra Crockley, SBS News Kalaki, Tayar Pariko Report.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
समाचार विचार र अस्ट्रेलियामा तपाईँको समुदायका लागि महत्व राख्ने विषयमा जानकारी दिने यो हो SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एसियनमा.
लाइक शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.